hands.
Not only will you want to move your fingers, you'll want to move around. NASA's Lunar Electric Rover is a prototype for future missions to the Moon and Mars. It's part vehicle and part spacesuit.
I can just picture being there in a vehicle of this type and looking back at Earth in the distance and deciding to go EVA and be in boots on the surface in 10 minutes, which would just be a remarkable breakthrough.
Astronauts can cover more ground by living in the vehicle for weeks at a time, stepping outside when they want to, and back inside at the first sign of danger.
Mars does not have a powerful magnetic field the way Earth does, so there's radiation from the sun, also cosmic rays that are gonna penetrate through spacesuits.
An astronaut might get a 30-minute warning of an incoming solar storm, but less predictable is the risk of being hit by a meteorite. Recent estimates, based on fresh crater counts, suggest that up to 200 new holes are blasted into the surface of Mars each year. And even the Martian moons are not guaranteed to stay in place. The days of Phobos are numbered. Possibly an asteroid that once strayed too close, the moon is trapped in a fatal gravitational embrace. Every passing century sees it drop 6 feet closer to death. In about 50 million years, its fall is expected to be complete. The aftermath, if anyone is around to see it, could be Mars with a bright ring of moon dust to rival Saturn's. But events like this are not your real danger. It's the day-to-day exposure to the cold, dry Martian environment that will make a long stay tricky.